Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Life Lessons. I am your host, Terri-Ann Cormier, and today is a great day. We have our first guest on the show. Not that you don't want to listen to me babble on for 30 minutes, but I believe there's something to be said about hearing another person's story of a lesson in life. Nick Pereira will join in a little later in the show. So what is the topic of the day? Well, today we're going to touch on a topic that I believe everyone needs to hear. In today's world, with society telling us what we should wear, how we should act, where we should work, this topic is needed more than ever before. Define your own success. I mean, what is success anyway? Well, truth be told, it means different things to different people. Maybe it's that white picket fence, three beautiful babes, and holidays away with the in-laws. Maybe it's a highly paid position in the corporate world with weekends at the cottage. Or maybe it's a low-paid social work position because you believe in fighting for the greater good of our community. Whatever your definition of success is, it's your definition. The accepted idea of success that has been sold to us by a corporate culture and the media would fall apart if all of a sudden people were no longer getting married, having kids, buying things, and all the other things sold to us through the generations. You see, while wanting these things is certainly acceptable, it is just as acceptable not to want them. It's all right not to want to have kids. It's all right not to want to be married. And it's all right to take that white picket fence and throw it in the trash can. Herbert Bayard Swope said, "I cannot give you a formula for success, but I can give you the formula for failure, which is try to please everybody." Don't get sold on someone else's idea of success. It takes a special person to go after their dreams, go after their hopes, whether that's to become a stay-at-home mom, sell chocolate cupcakes at the local farmer's market weekly, or own a Lexus and a cottage. And remember, your idea or definition of success will change and mold over the years. What you want today may not necessarily be what you want tomorrow. In life, you must, and I repeat this, you must confidently define your own success. You cannot allow society to do it for you, or else you may end up one cheerless and sour person in a couple of decades when you realize it is far too late to change course now, and that all the dreams you have realized were, in fact, someone else's. It's okay not to want someone else's want. It's okay to want to be a dentist when your family wants you to be a lawyer. Okay, so this is a side note for the parents listening in. As you know, I'm a parent too, and I want nothing more than for my children to be as successful as possible. I want them to have things that I didn't have. But at the end of the day, as parents, we do the best we can to grow these little people into independent, mature adults, which inevitably means they will make their own choices. So for those of you who are pushing your child to be a doctor, a lawyer, a dentist, stop. You're not doing them any favors. Ask them what they want to do. And if they don't know, that's okay. It's actually a blessing in disguise not to know at this very moment. This means they won't go spend $80,000 on an education that will ultimately make them miserable. Give them some space to learn, experience life, and then ask, talk, chat with them about your thoughts and opinions, what you would like to see them do, and then wait for their feedback. You'll be happier if you do, and so will your kids. Society's idea of success is complete and full with material things. Fancy cars, huge luxurious homes, five-star hotel rooms, personal assistants that pick your wardrobe, and oh, don't forget, that sure ticket symbol of success, the prestige black Visa card. We are sold this idea every day in 1,000 different ways. From commercials on TV, to billboards, the pop-up ads online. Buy, buy, buy. Work harder so you can make more money to buy more things. Our culture has replaced the word greed with success, and our famished consumerism knows no bounds. Mainstream culture is largely dominated by huge corporations who know that in order to sell you a car or a jacket, they must first sell you their idea of success. It is in society's best interest that you settle down, have kids, get a mortgage, and spend the rest of your life consuming and raising little consumers to do the same. If everyone followed their dreams, society would collapse. So enough about the definition of success. How do you get there? How do you define your own success? What are the first steps? Well, first, you need to figure out what your picture of success looks like. That's right. Never mind what you were told you want. Never mind what your parents said you should do for a career. What is it that Sally Sue sees when she glances into her future of success? Second, you need to paper it. I believe in life, just like a marriage contract or a mortgage contract, you need to paper your goals. It's not real if you don't. Next, you need to work it back. So say you want to be in the home of your dreams in 5 years. That to you would be the picture of success at that moment in your life. Well, first step is to find out approximately how much that house is going to cost you. For example, let's say it'll be a $200,000 home you want. And in order to afford a $200,000 home, you need to make $70,000 a year. If at this very moment in your life you're only making $40,000 a year, you have two options. Change the house price you want or make more money. So now you have your first goal. If you want to be successful, whatever success is to you, a personal development plan that incorporates goal setting is imperative. How else can you hope to achieve your true meaning of success if you don't know where you're going? The reason goal setting works so well is because it helps you develop motivation and forces you to focus your time and energy on your specific goals. Your specific goals, not someone else's. Benjamin May says, "The tragedy in life doesn't lie in not reaching your goal. The tragedy lies in having no goal to reach." You need to set goals. You need to set markers, benchmarks. This assists in molding the decisions you make in every waking moment of your life. Think about it like this. You want the $200,000 house. You know you need to make $70,000 a year. And a friend asks you to take 3 months off, and let's go to Hawaii. Well, you have a goal, and if you don't take that $70,000 a year, if you don't make that $70,000 a year and you don't save it, you're not going to make your goal. You have a choice. But I have a big personal goal. So what are you going to do? You can look at your friend and you can say, "You know what, I'd love to go to Hawaii, but I have a big personal goal that I need to hit, so maybe next year." When you lack goals, it's difficult to avoid just drifting through life as your day-to-day decisions because they have no larger purpose. Hence the saying, if you aren't sure where you're going, any road will lead you there. So today we have a special guest, Nick Pereira, and we're going to have our producer transfer Nick in. Nick, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Hi, Nick.
Hi.
Thank you for taking the time out of your busy day today.
No worries. My pleasure.
So I understand you're currently down in the States somewhere.
I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm here with 25,000 people, part of a network marketing business, and we're here to learn from Darren Hardy, who's the editor of Success Magazine, as well as Donald Trump is here. So we're super pumped.
Wow. So how's the weather down there?
Much warmer than in New Brunswick. It's really nice out. It's actually really nice out. I'm here. I actually got my mom standing next to me, and we're doing this call, and We're standing outside, and it's just the weather's beautiful. The sun is shining. It's awesome.
Okay, well, you're not missing much up here because it's snowing.
That's better to be here then.
So, Nick, I've read through your bio. Very interesting story. And I'm sure very similar to a lot of our listeners here today. So why don't you share with our listeners a little bit about life before, you know, the you that who is here today. What was life like before you were setting goals?
Got it. So life before goal setting was difficult, but I didn't understand it was difficult. It just, without goals, you just drift along. So life without goals had no purpose. I just got up every morning and I had no reason to get up. So I was working, I was jumping from job to job. If somebody asked me if I wanted to do something, it may be a yes, it may be a no. I had no definite purpose. I had no reason to get up. So life was kind of boring, actually, because there was just nothing to get up for.
That's right. And you had a lot of struggles throughout your life as well, through just different challenges. Do you want to touch on any of those, Nick?
Yeah, got it. Well, I struggled. So I was in the music industry for a little bit, and I struggled with smoking marijuana, and I struggled with getting, you know, trying to fit in, trying to find my space. More than anything, it was an internal struggle. It seemed external at the time, but it was very internal. I didn't know who I was, and that was the biggest thing. It was for me was defining who I am and why I'm here on this planet and what I'm going to do with my life.
That's right. And so you've mentioned many times in your bio and in your conversations that you and I have had that you believe people should follow their dreams. Can you explain why you feel so strong about this? And was there a moment in your life that you had a dream but chose not to follow it for whatever reason?
Yeah, absolutely. So why people should follow their dreams is because you only have 80 years on this planet, or 90 years, or if you're a lucky one, you got 100 years. So if you have 100 years, if you really think about the universe and you think about the planet in the big scale, that's nothing. You've got a speck of time. And we live life like we have all the time in the world, but we don't. So we define our life a lot by what other people think and about what other people say to us. Living a life of your dreams, meaning it's yours. You go out and you define it, you make it happen, and you enjoy the short time we have on the planet. The time I find that you're really present to life is when you're in the presence of death. And if you woke up every morning knowing that you were going to die, you would not listen to anybody else. You would not do anything that would ever distract you from what you're about.
Absolutely. And so was there a moment in your life when you had a dream but you chose not to follow it for whatever reason?
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to be a big hip-hop star. And I wanted to. That's kind of funny now because it's night and day from who I was, but that was my dream. And I hard on it, and I worked a few, like 2-3 years in the music industry. And then, times got really tough, and I just gave up. And I said, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. Looking back on it now, though, everybody knows if they don't know, they should go find out the story 3 feet from gold. 3 feet from gold basically, just says a guy was really close to hitting his riches. I felt like, looking back at it, man, I was really there, but because I gave up, it never came to fruition.
So I understand you started many businesses. Some have been successful, and then, of course, some have not. What is your continuous driver, regardless of the failures? What keeps you going?
What keeps me going? Just passion for life, waking up every day with an attitude of gratitude. Because I'm grateful for waking up in the morning, I'm grateful to go out there and reach my dreams. Failure is a funny thing, and I really have a mission to redefine the word failure. Failure just means learning. Every failure I've had, I've learned something. So even going back to the music industry and going back to my first business was when I was 17. And at the time, it seemed very insignificant, but I've learned so much through all of those failures. So every time I learn something, I'm excited to put it into practice, so I'm excited to keep going and keep learning. Keep failing.
Absolutely. So the topic of the show today is define your own success and why there should be a purpose of setting goals in your life. In your career, in your past businesses, how has goal setting and defining your own success made things easier for you?
That's really present in my current life right now. What makes it easy for me is the ability to say no to things, which is kind of may sound weird, but saying no has been the most freeing thing that I've done. Because I know what success is to me, I can say no to things that, even though they may be a great opportunity and it's not for me, because I know where I'm going. So defining goals allows me to stay on track. It gives me a track to run on.
I love it. So I understand you're down in the States. You're taking this thing with Donald Trump and who is it, the Success Magazine, the person who founded it?
Darren Hardy, who's the editor of Success Magazine.
The editor, okay. So what's going on down there? How are things and how is that helping you with your goals as of late?
So this is what's going on right now is like I said, it's a network marketing business. I can't say the business it is due to media laws that we have, but the network marketing business basically allows you to get paid on essential services. And what we're doing here, there's 25,000 people here. How this keeps me in line with my goals is we do this every 3 months. And every 3 months, we get trained by the best in our business. We get trained in the best in the personal and business development industry. And it just launches me into action for the next 90 days until our next event. So that's how we live. And the way for me to keep myself on track is to continually come to events, continually go to personal development seminars, continually read the books. And I do that constantly every day. And that keeps me on track. So when I decide, oh, I'm going to be lazy today, or I'm not going to work my business, or I'm not going to, you know, do the things I set out to do, as soon as I put myself back into the mode of personal development and business development, I'm back on track and I'm off to the races.
Awesome. So if you had a piece of advice for a listener who is feeling stuck right now and they're unsure how to start moving forward, what would your piece of advice be?
Go read something inspirational. Pick up either a movie, a book, an audio, read something inspirational that will motivate you, and not in the sense of, I'm going to just be motivated for the next few minutes, but something that inspires you. I love reading other people's successes. I learned something from a company called Sales Partners. Sales Partners was started by a guy named Blair Singer, and they teach you to celebrate all wins, including other people's wins. If it happens within 30 miles of you, you celebrate that win and own it and train your subconscious mind to own wins. So right away, I would write down my successes and I would read something inspirational.
Awesome. Do you have a specific book that you would recommend to our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. It's called Little Voice Mastery by Blair Singer. And it's a phenomenal book. It gives you 21 techniques to reprogram that little voice. See, all of us have two people living inside of us. We have this big person that just wants everything and wants the goals and wants to go achieve big things. And then we have this other person that has all the reasons and justifications and excuses of why we can't do it or why we shouldn't do it. Little Voice Mastery allows you to reprogram that little voice so that it's with you, not against you.
Awesome. Thank you, Nick. So you have a business website that you're launching. Are you able to let us know if any of the listeners want to find you in the future? Is there a place that they can go to find you?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, right now I have a website coming out. It's going to be launched in March, nickpereira.com. But right now you can the easiest way to get me is through Facebook, which is Nick Pereira. And Pereira is spelled P as in Peter, E-R-E-I-R-A. Look me up there and connect with me, and I'd love to let any of the listeners know about my business and how it can help you. Basically, what I do is I help people create passive income in their life.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Nick, for taking time out of your day today and chatting. It's been a pleasure.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Terri-Ann. I really appreciate it. And, just give it back to you. I follow what you do. You have amazing success, and you're really an inspiration to us all.
Thank you so much, Nick. Have a good day.
No worries. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, thank you so much, Nick. So he was wonderful for our first guest. So I want to talk a little bit more about why goal setting is so important. And as you heard from Nick, it's that track that keeps you going. There's a great book that I read a couple of years ago. It's The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It's by Dr. Stephen Covey. And in this book, he tells us that we all have roles to play in life. And depending on how we each define our true meaning of success, and to be effective in these roles, we need to create intentions for each role. So even though your vision and roles in life might be big, slightly abstract, and thematic, for example, I want to be successful in my career. I want to be a good mother. Your goals give you the opportunity to live your vision in your daily actions. For example, I want to obtain vice president by 2013, or I want to spend 3 weekends a month with the kids. Goals are important in every aspect of your life, career, business, personal, spiritual. They're what makes us. So the truth is, we all have strengths and weaknesses, and life is usually much more fun when we focus on building our strengths than when we focus on reducing our weaknesses. A great book I like, and I think anybody and everybody, if you own a business, if you work for a business, or if you're just staying at home, StrengthsFinder 2.0 is the best book. It breaks your strengths down to 5 top strengths, and I think in society, we all too often were focusing on our weaknesses. We're told, you know, if you're not good in math, but you're an A-plus student in science, nobody pays attention to the fact that you were an A-plus student in science. They want to talk about the fact that you're not an A-plus student in math, and so let's focus on that. But you know what? I don't think everybody's made to be an A-plus student in math, and I think at the end of the day, we all have our strengths and we all have our weaknesses, and that's what makes us unique. So it's also much easier to develop motivation when you're building on the positive. While we all want to improve ourselves, make sure you're utilizing some of your strengths in whatever goals you set. So this book that I'm talking about, StrengthsFinder 2.0, it breaks it down into 5 top strengths. And so by knowing what your top strengths are, you also can tell where your weaknesses are, and you're able to delegate to those people. So, and I can't remember because, of course, I don't have the book in front of me for whatever reason. But, you know, there's strengths that you can pull on, and that way you know what you're good at, what you should be focused on. You know, if you're planning a big event, there are 5 strengths that you have that you can put into this event, but there are other strengths that other people may have that you can then bring them in to the event to help out so that you have this full circle of strengths. It doesn't mean that you're ignoring or you're stopping your progress. It just means utilizing your natural resources. You know, whatever you're good at, you're going to excel stronger in. And even when you do this, you'll still face obstacles. You know, even when you're really good at something, something's going to come up. There's going to be a bump in the road, but because those are your strengths, you're going to be able to overcome them in order to succeed. So, you know, just sort of summarizing what we've talked about today, you need to define your own success. You need to sort of realize what your dreams are. You know, make a vision board, dream board, you know, write it down on paper, type it out, you know, whatever it is that works for you personally, but write down, you know, where do you see yourself in 12 months, in 3 years, in 5 years, and in 10 years? What does the picture of success look like for you? Is it staying home with your kids? Is it playtime with the kids twice a week? Is it date nights with your wife or your husband? Is it, you know, a fancy Lexus, a cottage? Whatever your success definition is, write it down and then break it down. So if, to me, my picture of success, and this is just an example, it's not true, but if, for example, I want a $500,000 home, a Lexus, a cottage, and I want a yacht, well, I need to work towards that. So I need to break it down. I need to say, okay, how much money is it going to cost me to get there? Do I have that money right now? Well, no, I don't. So how am I going to get there? And that's how you break it down. That's how you bring those benchmarks into your goal setting, because it's really easy to say, I want a $500,000 home, but if you have a dollar to your name today, well, it's not a very realistic goal. However, if you have a dollar to your name today, but you have the ability through your strengths to go and make $150,000 a year, then that $500,000 home is quite realistic. So by setting goals, you're able to set these benchmarkers that allow you to you know, map your way to your success. You're able to sort of say, okay, you know, 3 months have gone by and I've hit this benchmark and I've hit this benchmark and 6 months have gone by and I've hit this, but I didn't hit this one. So I need to extend my goal. Maybe I need to change my goal, whatever it is. An example I have is when I was going to open up my store, Naturally for Life, 3 years ago, a year before opening it, I started doing research about the company and really started, you know, defining how much money it was going to cost to open this company, how much money I had of my own, and if I needed loans and stuff. And so when I broke it down, I realized I needed X amount of dollars, and at that moment, I didn't have X amount of dollars, and so I was going to need a loan. Well, it turned out that the bank didn't want to finance a retail store. And, you know, I can't blame them because in the end it did close, and retail just at times isn't where it is. It's a big risk for the banks. So they didn't give me the money. So I had to sort of change how my goal looked. But what I did was I sold my home and I took the equity out of my home and my husband in my home and it took a portion of that and built my business. So by breaking it down and realizing that, okay, yes, my goal is this big fancy business up here. However, to do that, it's going to cost X amount of dollars. Do I have that money? No. How am I going to get that money? And so I tiered it. So I was able to sort of work my way to that goal to the point where I then opened it up and we were quite successful for, you know, for a period of time. So setting goals is very important in anything you do. You need to define your own success. And, you know, life's too short not to. And I think success is different things to different people. And I don't think you can let anybody else tell you anything different. You know, it's been a great show. I love the fact that we were able to bring a guest on today. We have many guests lined up in the future. We have some great shows coming up on leadership and entrepreneurship and love and all sorts of different life lessons that I myself and then other people have had. So as always, it's been great being here with you all today, sharing true examples of lessons in life. Tune in next week, same time, same place, for a new topic on life lessons. Ciao.